How many times have you heard, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. The encouragement from the book of Proverbs has gone out for thousands of years. We hear it, but do we believe it? When things go well, gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving flow from our lips, but when we encounter a human insurmountable obstacle, a bump in the road, all of that professed trust in the Lord goes out of the window. Crises and challenges can drain us of that trust. I know, I've hit a few bumps in the road myself. Who hasn't? For four centuries, it seemed like Pharaoh was not going to let the Hebrews do anything else except make bricks and build an infrastructure without collective bargaining rights. Cheap labor. That was the business strategy of the Egyptian economy. Wonders of wonders, it took God, Moses, Aaron, and 10 plagues, and they were on their way, finally, to the promised land. They got out and then got caught at the Red Sea. The future was bright, but the present had become tricky again. I'd like to hang out in Exodus 14 for a minute to see what God wants to say to us about trust when the future is bright, but the present is tricky, and the succometer tells us the trust factor is real low. As I was flying home from a conference in my district, the future was bright, but the present was tricky. The weather was atrocious. Low-hanging clouds, thunderstorms, high winds, they are not the best friends of small airplanes. The pilot couldn't see, and neither could we. All the pilot could do was trust the instruments to bring us to a happy landing. The vision was cloudy. There was a hostile meteorological environment. What you would ordinarily do, you can't do. All you can do is trust the instruments to bring you home. Sounds a bit like trust the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. There was a strategy in place to assist the pilot and crew when you hit that bump in the road. And there is a spiritual strategy in place for us when we find ourselves out of one troubling situation and into another. Trust the one who knows exactly where you are. Trust the one who already has tomorrow on the view screen of heaven. Trust means surrendering. Yeah, surrendering your hold on the circumstances. Surrendering your idea how things ought to work out. It means letting go of your human assumptions and solutions and allow God to step in, the same God who has the controls to move you towards a safe landing. It may be difficult for persons who are not trained to know how a flight instrument works. In the same way, God works out strategies that cannot be seen with the human eye. God's ways are not our ways. Beloved, you got your job back, but not your reputation. Trust God. You got 40 million resumes out there, and you're waiting for a callback. Trust God. You're out of the woods, but you're not out of the fire. Trust God. You're finally free, but new issues are formidable. You're out of Egypt, but you're not out of the wilderness. Trust God. Go on, take a deep breath. Take your hands off of the control, and let God take you the rest of the way. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.